Shir number 10, we're continuing in the Chayves Halavah B'Shar B'Tochein. And we're talking about the different advantages that the Baal HaBitochein has over the alchemist. And we're up to the fifth advantage, Hayisrin HaChamishi. Who? The fifth advantage is She'omen HaKimiko Yor Mifached Mikol Echad. The alchemist is afraid of every single person, from the greatest to the smallest amongst the people, because what he's doing is illegal, and he's afraid that someone might uncover his occupation and give him over to the government. But when someone is betech ba'Hashem, gam b'nei odem ha'chashuvim v'anichbodim b'yoyser mefachtim imenu. The opposite is true. The people, even the most choshev and honorable people, is feared and respected by others. V'af ha'chayes v'avonim mishtoikim lases es ritzoynai. And he says a peladika thing. He says even the wild animals and the stones, they want to do the will of the betech ba'Hashem to help him out. Like it says in capital Tzadi Aleph in Tehillim, the capital of Yoishe B'Seiser Al Yoin. Oimer La Hashem Machsi Umsudasi Elokai Eftach Boy. Where he says to Hashem that you are the one I rely on and I have bitachin in you, Hashem. Ki Hu Yatzilcha, he'll save you. Bevrosi Yasech Lach. In his anger, he'll shield you. Loisira, loisunai lecharo, kimalachov yitzavelach, lishmorcha b'chol derachecha. Yikreini v'aneyu, oirich yomi masbiyeyu v'areo b'shuvasi. V'nemar, and there's a pasuk in Iyuv that says, b'sheish soris yatzilecha, that when the following six soris comes to the world, Hashem will save, v'beteach b'Hashem. U'v'sheva loiga b'chara, and even when the seventh one comes, so then nothing will hurt you. What are they? Birov padcha mimaves. When there's famine in the world, Hashem redeem you from death. Uvimulchama midecharev. The second one is war. Bishoit lashoin. People who say lashon hara and machloikas techave. You'll be hidden from them. Vloisira mishoit kiyava. If people come to plunder, you won't have to fear them. Lashoidu lechafon. Tischak umechayes haretz altira. Lashoidu lechafon is talking about when there's inflation and very high prices, you'll laugh at it. And from the wild animals, the sixth one you won't fear. Kimavne asode brischa, v'chayes asode hashnam alach. And avne asode are things that you stumble over. Brisecha, they're here to help you. The chayes asode have made shalom with you. So you see from these psukim that a person who's a beteach ba'Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him in all situations. Kadosh Baruch Hu saves him in all situations. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects him in all situations. And even like he says, the Chayas and the Avonim, the Chayas and the Avonim are Mevakshim Ritzoyne. They want to do what the person's Ratzon is. They're there to help a person. So that's the fifth advantage that the Baal HaBitochen has over the alchemist. Vayisrin HaShishi Hu, what's the sixth advantage? The alchemist, he could have a lot of wealth, but he's not assured that he won't get sick and have pains that will not able be that will that he, and he won't be able to enjoy and have simcha from his fortune. And these pains and these machalos, they're not going to allow him to benefit, to enjoy what he has. So the alchemist, he could amass an unbelievable wealth, but who says he'll ever benefit from it? He's not assured that he won't have pains and sickness and things like that. But someone who's a beteach b'Hashem, who batuach, he is batuach. Shelo yavui alav keivim u'machalais, that he won't have pains or sickness. Imloi bisar kaparas avainais. He knows that whatever he gets is really for his good. It comes either as a kapara, oikidei lahagdil eschare b'olam haba, or it's to give him a better olam haba. K'mo yishakasu v'nyeshaya, b'yafu norim v'yigov, Uvachurim kasha yikashelu. Venemar vekeve Hashem yachlifu kayach. Venemar kizroyis vishoim tishavarna betzaymeich tzadikim Hashem. So these are the milas. These are the milas that the Beitech Hashem has over the alchemist. That the alchemist, he might not benefit from his riches and from what he has amassed. But the Beitech Hashem also, he might also have keivim and machalos. But he knows that anything that happens to him is for his own benefit. And if it happens to him for his own benefit, then he really has no worries at all. He knows there's a cheshbon to it. The person who's trying to benefit from his money and he gets sick and he can't benefit from it, so he feels like he wasted his time. But the Baal Bitochen knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon for everything. And even if Chas V'Shalom he has challenges, however, those challenges are also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reason is, whether it's Kaparas Avainos, whether it's for Ilam Habba, whether it's for him to steig in that challenge and become a better person. Kol Minei Taimim Kemusim, all different types of hidden and not hidden reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings challenges to a person. But the Beitech Hashem has no problem with it. Beitech Hashem accepts it because he knows that this is really for his good. What's the seventh advantage? Hayisrin Ashvihu She'omen Akimiko Yitochen Shalayala V'yodoy Lahagia El Mizoinoy Al Yedei Akesev Azov Shebershusay. The alchemist could be very rich. However, just because he's rich doesn't mean that he could transfer that riches into food. If there's no food to buy in the city, you could be the richest person in the city, but if there's no food to buy, you don't have any food. Yechezkel says, the gold and the silver won't save a person in the day that Hashem gets angry. It's not going to satisfy them, and it's not going to fill their stomachs. Then Amar, another pasuk, it's Vanya, gam kasmon, gam zahavam, liuchal, latzilam. So the alchemist, he has a lot of riches. He has the best occupation in the world, turn nothing into gold and silver. But if there's nothing to buy with that gold and silver, you can't eat it. You can't fill yourself with it. You can't sustain yourself with it. V'yilu abitech ba'ashem lo yechzu lo mezoine b'choleis uv'chomokim atzof yomav. But the Beitech Hashem knows that Hashem takes care of him and he's never lacking any food. Like we just said before, the Pasuk in Iyai Berov, that the Beitech Hashem, if there's famine, Pot Chamim Aves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds him food. V'nemar Hashem ro'i lo yechzar. V'nemar lo yevoishu beis rov, v'mei rov an yispo. So that's the seventh milah that the Baal HaBitochen has over the alchemist. The alchemist, the person who's the spitz, the top, the epitome of someone of success, easy way of making money, but we already have a seventh advantage. He could have all the money in the world, but if there's no food, it's not going to help him. But the Beitech Hashem, Hashem ro'i lo yechzar.